Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, February 4th. You'll be interested to know, 20 years ago, today in 2004, Facebook was launched as thefacebook.com, and it subsequently grew to become the largest social network in the world, revolutionizing communication and interaction on a global scale. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny and feels like 29 degrees with 17 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:02 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:53. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Tuesday with a high near 41 and temperatures dipping to around 33 in the afternoon, accompanied by a breezy northwest wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies and a low of 17 with light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 9:30 with a high tide at 3:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny weather on Wednesday with a high near 31. Wednesday night brings a chance of snow with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 21. Thursday is all about snow and patchy fog with a high near 45 and a guaranteed chance of precipitation. Rain is likely Thursday night with a low around 30. Friday will be mostly sunny again, reaching a high near 37, followed by a partly cloudy night. Saturday starts mostly sunny with a slight chance of snow later and a high near 36. Snow is likely Saturday night with a low around 27. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, comedy icons Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are hitting the road again with a Restless Leg tour in 2025. The tour will start in Orlando, Florida on March 29th and conclude in Newark, New Jersey on June 22nd. A special stop in Boston is scheduled for May 17th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Fans can purchase tickets now through reliable sellers like StubHub, Vivid Seats, and SeatGeek. New customers at Vivid Seats can enjoy a discount of $20 on orders over $200 with the promo code MASSLIVE20. Now on to sports. In a shocking turn of events, the Los Angeles Lakers have acquired 25-year-old Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks, marking one of the most stunning trades in NBA history. The Mavericks sent Doncic, along with Maxi Kleber and Markieff Morris, to the Lakers in exchange for 10-time All-Star Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a first-round pick in 2029. Despite the trade's complexity, early signs suggest Doncic is ecstatic about joining the Lakers, hinting at a long-term future in Los Angeles. This trade reshapes both franchises, with the Lakers moving towards a post-LeBron era, while the Mavericks navigate a new direction under fresh ownership. In local sports, last night, the B's and C's were off. Tonight, the Celtics take on the dominant Cleveland Cavaliers at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Meanwhile, the Bruins, at 26-22-6, clash with the Minnesota Wild in Beantown. David Pastrnak, boasting 65 points, leads the Bees. The determined Boston squad faces a Wild team standing 31:18-4. In top news, in recent developments, the United States has negotiated last-minute agreements with Canada and Mexico to delay new tariffs, following discussions with their leaders. President Trump indicated that the administration will assess the feasibility of an economic deal with Canada in 30 days, while Mexico has committed to deploying 10,000 National Guard troops to curb drug trafficking. Market reactions included a decline in stocks, with the NASDAQ composite falling by 1.2%, while oil prices fluctuated. The Mexican peso and Canadian dollar strengthened after the tariff delays were announced. In business news, automakers are facing criticism for opposing a new safety rule that would standardize automatic emergency braking technology in all vehicles. While the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates this could save at least 362 lives annually, the auto industry claims the rule is impractical due to costs. Safety advocates argue that the technology is already available and has proven effective. With a potential societal benefit of up to $7 billion, the controversy highlights the ongoing tension between public safety and corporate profits in the automotive sector. The new regulation is set to be reviewed by the Trump administration. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 8% to about $102,000. Ethereum is up 17% to just under $2,900. And Goetzis Maximus is up 45%. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study suggests that levels of microplastics in human brains may be rapidly increasing. Research analyzing tissue samples from postmortem examinations conducted between 1997 and 2024 indicates a rising trend in microplastics within brain tissue, as well as in liver and kidney samples. The study highlights that microplastics are present in various human tissues, including blood and breast milk, with potential links to serious health issues. Researchers led by Professor Matthew Campen urge for more extensive studies to determine the effects of microplastics on neurological disorders. The findings emphasize the urgent need to understand exposure routes and health consequences. And in entertainment news, Paul Thomas Anderson's upcoming film, titled One Battle After Another, marks his first collaboration with Leonardo DiCaprio and his loose adaptation of Thomas Pynchon's novel, Vineland. This project has been anticipated for over a decade, and fans of the novel are excited about DiCaprio potentially portraying Zoid Wheeler, a burnt-out hippie navigating a dystopian America. The narrative intertwines themes of counterculture and government betrayal. Early reports suggest a shift in character names and an updated setting, promising a more action-oriented film. Readers are encouraged to explore Vineland to enhance their viewing experience. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Indian poet and philosopher, Rabindranath Tagore. And he said, "I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted, and behold, service was joy." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.